Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Hello there, my beautiful angels, and welcome back to Positively Patty, aka the Thrive With Her podcast. Whether you're watching this on the YouTube or you're listening on the podcast, don't forget to like and subscribe for more. Today, we're going to be talking about a topic that actually one of my subscribers asked me this question specifically, and I thought it was a really good idea. So, how can you stick to a routine? How can you stick to your schedule? This is something that I'm sure I've looked up before. I'm sure you've looked up before. Everybody has struggled with this at one point or another. Through my own journey, I have learned that there's nothing wrong with you. Because oftentimes when we have a routine or we have a schedule and we don't stick to it, we think there's something wrong with us. We think that, oh, there must be something wrong with me. I'm not disciplined enough. I'm not motivated enough. I have bad habits. How can I change myself to stick to this routine? And while that may be the case a small percentage of the time, most of the time, the reason you're not sticking to your schedule, it's not because there's something wrong with you. It's because you didn't create an effective schedule. So everybody is different. There's like people doing lawn work right now. Hopefully you can hear my voice clearly through the little microphone, but if you hear background noise, I apologize for that. So when you're creating your schedule, there's so many different ways you can create a schedule. And when you look up, how do I create a routine? How do I create a schedule? You're gonna get this very like cookie cutter template framework that may or may not work for you. Everybody is different. So think about it like there's a scale, okay? On one end of the scale, you have the people that thrive being told exactly what to do, being told exactly when to do it, how to do it, step-by-step instructions. They do well with a lot of direction from others, okay? Then on the opposite end of the scale, you have the people that thrive with complete freedom. They don't require any kind of guidance. They're the self-starter kind of people that just do things for themselves. They don't like having people tell them what to do. They actually do worse when they're being micromanaged. So there is no good or bad way to be. The world needs both kinds of people, right? Both kinds of people have different kinds of roles. Then there's somewhere in the middle where you don't like having complete freedom because you kind of get lost in that, but you don't like having too much structure because it stresses you out. So maybe you're somewhere in the middle. When you understand where you are on this scale, that's when you can actually create a routine, create a schedule that works for you and that you will actually stick to. If you are feeling like you have to do this and you feel like you're almost going against yourself and going against your desires, you're kind of like, oh, I have to stick to this routine. I have to do this. Come on, let's do it. It's almost like a forced feeling. Chances are you haven't set up a routine that works with your personality type. So having a routine, having a structure, it's supposed to make you feel good. Okay, it's not supposed to stress you out. I don't know who normalized having a schedule that makes you feel stressed. The whole point of having a schedule is to take the weight off of your shoulders and have that structure so that you can feel comfortable, so that you can feel protected and guided, knowing that your priorities are going to be met. You're going to stick to your values because you have this structure, this routine protecting you and containing you. And then you can, within that structure, be free and have the amount of freedom that you feel you require as a human. Again, like I said, everybody is different. Some people need that hour by hour schedule. Some people don't like having that hour by hour schedule. I know for me personally, I'm more on the freedom end. So when I have created the schedules that are like 8 o'clock, do this, 5 o'clock, do this. Oh my God. I literally never stuck to those. I would make a schedule for every single day of the week and I would maybe stick to the schedule one day. And that one day it felt like I was going to war. Like, I'm like, okay, we're going to do this and we're going to get it done. And I'm going to start this task at this time because that's what I wrote on my schedule. And it was like this crazy like fight every single day to stick to my routine. When the whole point of having a routine is to feel safe and comfortable and feel free within that routine, feel free within that structure. Okay. So, I mean, the first step is going to be finding out what feels good to you. And in a couple of minutes, I'm going to give you a quick little exercise that you can do to sort of figure out where on that scale you land. Are you more towards the structure, discipline end? Are you more towards the freedom and independence? Or are you somewhere in the middle? Okay. Look at the current structures in your life. Do you have that 9-to-5 kind of job? Or do you work for yourself? Do you have certain meetings, certain responsibilities that consistently happen that just aren't flexible? Any regular appointments, anything like that? First of all, we need to like make sure we understand the things that we can schedule and the things that just are. So if you have a 9-to-5 job, you don't need to really schedule that, right? I mean, if you go to work at 9, you go home at 5 p.m., you don't need to remind yourself to go to work, I don't think. So you're just going to schedule your time that you actually are free. So figuring out like what time do you have to play around with and schedule. And then obviously the structures that are already there, like your set job, set school, whatever it is that takes the bulk of your day that maybe you have to commit to, work around that. Then another thing to keep in mind is that one of the biggest mistakes you can make is overly scheduling yourself. So having more than a few things on your to-do list per day, that can really set you back mentally because, listen, babe, you probably have a job, okay? You probably have responsibilities. You probably want to exercise and eat healthy. You probably want to have time for self-care and socializing and maybe reading or entertaining yourself. So how are you going to live a healthy and balanced life and then at the same time knock 30 things off your to-do list? That's insane. That's totally insane. So of course, I'm not referring to like little tiny tasks that take you 2 minutes to do. I'm referring to like big goals that you have within your day, something that's gonna take you more than 5 minutes. Like try to only do like a couple of those in one day. I don't want you over scheduling yourself, especially in the beginning. So when you're first starting creating your routine and practicing and sticking to it, start off slow, okay? Then once you get used to having a schedule and you're consistently sticking to that schedule, then you can start adding on new habits, adding on more complicated tasks, like getting more crazy with it. But in the beginning, what we're really trying to do is set that habit, understanding how to create a structure, how to create a schedule that actually works with our personality type, and then setting up that habit slowly to where we're actually sticking to it 90% every day. Of course, sometimes there's going to be things that slip through the cracks, and don't beat yourself up for this. So if you have a list of things to do and you don't stick to every single thing, but you do like 80, 90% of the tasks, you're good. You did good. Good job. Don't beat yourself up. Nobody's perfect. You're going to get better and better at this. And chances are, if you couldn't do it all, you probably just overscheduled yourself. Okay, stop thinking that there's something wrong with you and start understanding that maybe there was something wrong with the schedule you made. Okay, maybe you just aren't built to be doing all those things at once. So don't get angry at yourself every single time. Start to work with yourself. So, like I said, being able to stick to your schedule has more to do with how you structure it according to your personality type. So I'm gonna have you do a quick little exercise. As I said, I want you to get 3 pieces of paper. We're gonna draw some stuff out and do a quick exercise. If you have to pause this to get your materials, go ahead. You're gonna need 3 pieces of paper, a pen or a pencil, and that's it. So on each piece of paper, you're gonna write, on the first paper, you're gonna write option 1. On the second paper, you're gonna write option 2. And on the third paper, you're gonna write option 3. So option 1 is going to be the example for the most disciplined way to structure your schedule, to structure your routine. So on that first piece of paper, you're going to draw 7 boxes. Do them big, give yourself enough room. Each box is going to be each day of the week. So you can label it Monday through Sunday if you want to. In that piece of paper, I want you to create an hour by hour schedule for a week. So try to be as realistic as possible. This isn't going to be a schedule you're actually going to do. It's just for the purpose of the exercise and seeing how it resonates with our personality type. So you're going to just simply list out like 6 a.m. wake up. Am I right? No, I don't wake up at 6 a.m. But whatever time you wake up, then you're going to go hour by hour, exactly what you do, like 5 p.m. workout, 6 p.m. eat dinner, 7 p.m. watch TV, 8 p.m. take a shower, 9 p.m. go to bed. Like literally every single task you do, you're going to have a time that you start and a general time that you finish. So be as realistic as you possibly can and do that for each day of the week, Monday through Sunday. Once you are done with that, you're going to go to the second piece of paper. This is going to be option 2. This is going to be in the middle of the scale. Remember how I said there's 3 points. There's the super disciplined side. There's the super freedom side. And then in the middle, there's like the balance side. So option 2 is going to be the balance option. In that paper, you're going to do the same thing. You're going to have 7 boxes, each one representing each day of the week, Monday through Sunday. Within each box, you're not going to put any times. You're just going to have a to-do list. So you're going to say, go to the gym, eat healthy food, pick up this from the store. Tuesday, you're going to say self-care. Wednesday, you're going to say hang out with my friends. Wednesday is going to be the social day. Like, however you want to structure it, similarly to how you did it in option 1. But this time, don't put any hours. Don't put any times. Just put like 3 to 5 to-do tasks within each day. So you know each day, it doesn't matter when you do it, but within that day, you're going to get something done. whatever that is on your list. So once you've done that...
Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Option one is done. Option two is done. Now you're going to go to option three. For option three, this is going to be the freedom, babe. You don't need any rules. You don't need anyone bossing you around. You're going to write the 7 boxes. And this time, you're going to leave all 7 boxes empty. Instead, you're going to go to the side of the paper, not writing in any of the boxes. You're going to have all your 7 boxes on one side. And then on the corner of the paper, you're going to write to-do list. And then you're going to write all the tasks that you want to get done within that week. So you're not going to say which day you're going to do it. You're not going to say what times you're going to do it. You're just going to say, okay, Monday through Sunday, these are the things I need to get done. It doesn't matter when, I just need to get them done. Okay? Once you are done writing all these options down, I want you to take a few minutes looking at each option. And I want you to maybe close your eyes for a minute and just imagine going about your week in that way with that schedule. Imagine like having the schedule how it is on the paper and then going on your calendar and saying, okay, I'm going to do this now because it's 5 o'clock. Like imagine yourself following that schedule exactly for option one. And then see how you feel. Does this make you feel happy, excited? Do you feel tense? Do you feel stressed out? Do you get that tight feeling in your body? Or do you feel like relaxed and excited knowing that your week is completely planned out and you don't have to think about anything? You're gonna repeat this with each option. So I want you to see how you feel. Imagining, visualizing, living your life, living that week with the 3 different types of options. I know for me, I thrive with the 3rd option. So I don't like planning out my week at all. I just say, this week, I need to get this done. I need to work out 3 times this week. I need to film 5 videos. I need to have a day for self-care and I need to do some kind of social thing at some point. And then every day when I wake up, I kind of pick and choose what today's gonna be because I know what needs to get done in this week. So that's the way that I thrive. But maybe for you, you wake up and you're like, oh wait, what day, what should I do today? I don't know which day is gonna do what, like this is too confusing. I get lost in all this freedom. Like I need more structure. So then maybe you're somewhere closer to the discipline side. Maybe you need to schedule yourself hour by hour. Or maybe you just need to say, okay, today I need to get this done. The time I get it done doesn't really matter. It just needs to get done today. So find out which schedule type makes you feel the most comfortable and makes you feel the most contained and protected. You should get a feeling of relaxation because remember, your schedule is supposed to be there to relax you. It's supposed to be there to help you live your best life and not have to stress. So if your schedule is actually adding stress onto your life, that's the wrong way to do it. You need to change it up. Now, if from doing this exercise, you're still not getting a clear idea of what kind of schedule works for you, then you're gonna have to take it a step further and actually do these. Like, you're gonna have to put them into practice. So over the next few weeks, oh my God, there's like a lot of lawn work going on. I really hope that you can hear me because I love the way that this video is going, so I hope I don't have to refilm it. But if you can't tell how you feel and what style is for you just from doing the exercise on paper, then you're gonna have to actually practice. You're gonna have to take the next few weeks to try each kind of schedule and then see what actually works for you. So you can kind of also guess, you know, going from how you react to certain things, like, do you like going to a job where you have a set structure? Do you like having a 9-to-5 structured job, or do you like working for yourself on your own time? I know for me, I had a 9-to-5 job that I literally left within 2 months because I could not take it. I actually wanted to leave probably within the first week, but I stuck it out because I made a time commitment. It was an internship. But ever since then, I've just been working on YouTube and working on social media because I cannot stand having someone else create structure for me. Like, I want to decide when I'm going to do what. I want to do it when it feels good to me. You just tell me what I need to get done this week and then leave me alone. Like, that's how I operate. But for some people, that is stressful to them. Like, they need a little bit more like detail, a little bit more structure. Because if you just tell them, okay, in this week, get this done, this done, this done, they're gonna run themselves crazy not knowing when they're gonna do it, how it's gonna get done, how long it's gonna take them. It's gonna be more stressful for them. So this is why it's so important to figure out what your personality type is. I will say, typically, from my experience, getting to know obviously my friends, myself, women tend to be more on the freedom side and men tend to be more on the structure side. That is because feminine energy is very much free and chaotic, and masculine energy is very much disciplined and structured. So if you're a woman and you lean more towards the masculine side, then maybe you like a little bit more structure, but chances are you're gonna wanna have a lot of freedom. So take that into consideration when you're playing around with your schedule. And then as for sticking to your routine, like I said, if you have set up a routine that is effective for your personality type, you shouldn't have a problem sticking to it. It won't be like this, oh my God, I have to do this. I need to get this done. Like, it'll feel very natural. It'll almost feel like you didn't even need to look at your schedule because you kind of know and it feels natural for you. And like I said, don't take it so, so seriously. This schedule, this routine is supposed to help you live a more calm life. It's supposed to take some anxiety off your shoulders. So if there's something that is super, super important that if you don't get it done, it's gonna like turn your world upside down, set an alarm on your phone. You know, create a calendar event on your phone and set it to like remind you. Set like 5 alarms if you need to, so that way you don't forget to get that thing done. For me, like I said, I don't like having structure like that and schedule like telling me what time I need to be anywhere. Like, even setting appointments for me is so annoying because they're like, oh, what time do you want to come in? Like, I'm like, I don't know, whatever I feel like it. So, you know, there's a certain level of being able to operate in this world and being able to schedule things out. And so sometimes you're not going to be able to live the way you want. Sometimes you're going to have to adapt a little bit. But the key is generally structure your life in a way that is suited to you. And only do the other thing when you absolutely have to. So like I said, if you absolutely need to get something done, let's say I know in school, for example, let's say I needed to get a paper done by midnight on Friday. Well, when do I absolutely need to start writing the paper? Friday morning. So I'm going to set an alarm for Friday morning to write the paper. Like all this, like trying to say, okay, I'm going to write the paper in advance. Never happens. You always just wait till the last minute. So why don't you just schedule it for the last minute and stop stressing about it? It's like, if you're going to procrastinate, if that is your style, if that is your personality type, you like to wait till the last minute, get that pressure, because that pressure motivates you to get it done, then just schedule it that way. Don't try to change yourself and force yourself to be that type of person that gets it done 3 weeks in advance, because that's not you, babe. You know it's not you. So work with yourself. Don't work against yourself. So hopefully that was like, you were able to understand that, and hopefully I answered your question, babe, and hopefully the other people watching this can take some of these tips and find the schedule and routine that works for them. I want you to feel empowered and free. I don't want you to feel like stressed and like, oh my God, I have this schedule that I have to stick to. Like, no, it's supposed to be there as a tool for you. It's not supposed to run your life. It's not supposed to run your life. It's a tool. It's simply a tool for you to use. And guess what? If having any routine at all stresses you out and you thrive with literally no routine at all because you just go with the flow, do what you want to do, and everything always works out for you, maybe you don't need a schedule. Maybe you don't need a schedule. Maybe you just need to get clear on what your values are and keep that in mind as you live your life. So some of my values are self-care, exercise, and content creation. I would say those are my top three values. I generally don't have to remind myself to create content because I wake up first thing in the morning, I'm already thinking about what I'm gonna film, what I'm gonna post on YouTube, what I'm gonna post on TikTok. So that's something that is so deeply ingrained in me, I genuinely don't have to schedule it. Same thing for self-care. I don't have to schedule journaling. Like, that's something that is so deeply ingrained in me that I just naturally go to do it whenever I need to do it. In the beginning, before my new identity adjusted to being a YouTuber, caring about self-care, caring about exercise, I had to create that discipline. I had to say, okay, you're gonna film every day. You're going to exercise every day. You're going to journal as soon as you wake up. You're going to journal before you go to bed. So oftentimes we just need that structure and that routine in the beginning. And then once we kind of embody that new identity, we can kind of just stick to our values and live our life and everything works out. So find what works for you. Everybody's different. Don't look at these like cookie cutter advice videos on how to create a schedule because they're just going to give you one example and that one example may or may not be aligned with you. So I don't want you to watch that and then try to do that and then think that there's something wrong with you because you're not able to stick to it. So find what works for you, tap into your heart, work on getting clear with your intuition and keeping your energy in mind, you know, making sure that you're still embodying your feminine energy if you're a woman, or staying aligned with your masculine energy as a man. Like, make sure you're energetically balanced, make sure you're feeling healthy and fulfilled and free. So with that being said, just a quick reminder once again that about a month from now, I'll be launching the Rewired Play Shop. So excited. If you are needing to be led, guided, you want that accountability, you want that support, you want that one-on-one energetic exchange with me and with other members of the group, I suggest you join that. The pre-launch price is going to be going up once the course launches, so the sooner you get in, the better. I know some of you have already joined, so I'm very excited to work with you all and take our personal growth journey just to that next level. So with that being said, I love you, I wish you the best of luck, and I'll see you in the next video. Bye! Mwah.
Thank you.